A smile does a lot of different things. Scientists have found out that it relaxes our whole body. And when you smile, your outlook becomes a bit more positive, even if you don't feel that way inside. A smile indicates to your body that there is some positivity about. So smiling is a really good method to help us relax in our practice of meditation. A smile helps us sink into our body and to check in with the attitude we have toward the very practice of meditation, which is huge. When I started meditation, to be honest, I was trying to feel good and feel bliss. So in my practice, I focused on trying to push away my mind and just be present and feel present. And every time I did that, the mind became a nuisance, something in the way to feel this ultimate bliss. This creates a war between us and our minds. And that's not a good idea, considering we're stuck with our minds no matter what we do. Not to mention, I was definitely not smiling. If anything, I was concentrating so hard that I was probably grimacing and tensing up all my shoulders and neck and just thinking that's the way it was supposed to be, that it was hard work to meditate. But as I found professional training in the practice, I was taught to treat our minds like a friend. So the attitude that we bring to the cushion is very important, and a warm smile reminds us that that attitude is one of unconditional friendliness. So a smile reminds us that the practice, the core of it, is becoming familiar with our minds, rather than becoming blissed out outside of our minds or something else. The whole idea is to start to understand how our minds work and to see the very nature of that mind, with a sense of warmth and curiosity, as a scientist or a friend would look at it. Like any friendship, this is a gradual process. There's going to be good days and bad days, but no matter what your mind brings and what attitudes show up, smile again and again to remind yourself that the whole idea is to befriend your mind with an atmosphere of warmth. Very important to have awareness combined with our heart, which provides warmth to whatever we see and however we feel. It should go without saying, but we want a natural smile. So kind of a soft, tender, slight smile to the mouth. We don't want a manic grin like we just murdered someone. We want a natural, normal, pleasant smile. We're not forcing anything. We are just simply hanging out with ourselves, cultivating a positive friendship with ourselves, and just being here. And nothing says that better than a warm smile. So at the beginning of each meditation, it's a chance to check inwards with ourselves. So before we even start watching our breaths, check inward to see what the internal weather is today. What's our mood like? How are we doing? And check our thoughts too. What narratives are running by right now? So each time we sit down, it's checking in with a friend. Like, hey, you're familiar. How are you doing? Just to check in and see where we're at before we start to listen and watch the breath. So let's take a moment now. Take your seat on a chair or a cushion. You can have your legs cross-legged in front of you or feet flat against the ground in a chair. We're going to sit upright, but not uptight. So make sure that your back is not resting against a chair. And we're going to put our hands on our knees and relax the shoulders and neck with a soft downward gaze, 4 to 6 feet in front of us. Now, let's check in. Check in with your mind. How are you doing right now? What thoughts are around right in this moment? Remember, whatever you witness, treat with the attitude of warmth and kindness. Create a soft smile across your face. Now that we've connected with our minds, place your attention on your breathing. We're going to do natural breathing. So breathing in and out. Notice your breath wherever it's most prominent in your body and rest your attention there. When you notice the mind has wandered, gently bring it back to your breathing. Remember to keep a smile. And when you notice that you've wandered, treat your wandering mind with that feeling of friendship. Notice it and let it go and come back to the breath without judging or being harsh on yourself for getting lost. That's what the mind does. We're becoming friends with that idea. Often, when we notice the mind has wandered, the smile will have faded. Notice when your smile is gone. Gently return your attention to your breath and smile again. Every time you get lost, it's an opportunity to cultivate that warm, tender feeling towards yourself and to come back to this moment again and again, with a smile as an anchor to keep us here. And kindness is free. So why not give yourself some of it? And that's it for our smile meditation. So bring your awareness fully back into the room. Shake it off if you need to, stretch a little bit, and maintain that smile as often as you can remember throughout the day to soften and make the day a bit easier to handle. Thank you for joining me.